So we begin, as always, by stopping. Stopping whatever we were doing before to be here now. So that you're a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. You could think to yourself, I am here. I am free to be here now. And here are a few other thoughts for you to sort of try on for size and see how you like them. And they can be ones that you could return to at any time during the session or beyond. So, I am free to be gentle with myself. There is no right way for me to be right now. I am free to be exactly as I am. I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to change anything. I am free to be. So for today's session, I will encourage you to have your eyes open, at least for parts of it. If that's not your normal way of doing constructive rest, it can be an interesting experiment. We're going to be playing a little bit with the different senses, and sight is one of them. Before we get to that, notice yourself right now, lying or in whatever arrangement you are on the ground. You can notice your contact with that surface beneath you, all the places that you are touching. All the places that you are resting on, where you are supported. So you could pay particular attention to those weight-bearing points of contact. So if you're lying down, that would be the back of your head on the support, the back of your shoulder blades. The back of your pelvis, back of your arms and elbows, and the soles of your feet resting on the ground, or maybe the backs of your legs resting over something. So really take in that you are supported. The surface beneath you is supporting you, holding you. And you don't have to do anything to hold yourself up right now. You are supported. And beneath whatever surface you are resting on that is supporting you is the ground, the earth supporting you. So I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to accept the support of the ground. So, from that place of more grounded support, expand your awareness out into the space around you. You can look, see the space that you're in. And for now, you can also simply know that the space all around you. There is space above you and below you, the space behind you and in front of you. and space to either side of you. And you are in the center of this space, supported by the ground, space all around you. So I invite you to now think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. Perhaps you could also add, I'm free to enjoy the space that is all around me. So now that you have centered yourself in this kind of grounded support and spacious awareness, see what you notice about yourself and your physical body. So do a little scan of yourself just quickly and see what stands out for you. If you're like most of us, what probably stands out are places that are maybe not so comfortable in some way. If that's the case, just see if you can kind of meet any pain, discomfort, itching, bothering you, whatever it is, with a little acceptance, kindness, knowing that there's nothing that you have to do to try and fix it right now, and that you are, of course, free to move at any time if that would make you more comfortable. We're taking our time to pause and notice first and then decide what might be best. So now I'm going to invite you to do another little scan, but in a little bit different way. And this time, I invite you to be curious about the possibility of ease. Or maybe ask yourself a question. Where do I seem to notice a little bit of ease in myself? And you might be asking, well, what is ease? So ease can simply be somewhere that feels a little less uncomfortable than some of the other places that you might have been aware of. Places that just feel normal. Maybe you don't notice them at all because they're not calling to you in any noticeable way. But this is a chance to perhaps shine a little light on the places in you that feel okay, maybe good even. We'll call this ease for now. So as you think about where there might be a little bit of ease, let's go through and see what we notice in different places. You could think, I am free to notice any ease that might be in my feet and my toes, my ankles, my calves, my shins. I'm free to notice any ease that might be in my knees, my thighs, my whole legs, my hips. I'm free to notice any ease in my belly, solar plexus, chest, heart. I'm free to notice any ease in my back, my low back, my mid back, my upper back. I'm free to notice any ease in my shoulders, my armpits, my arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, thumbs. I'm free to notice any ease in my throat, in my neck, in my face, my brow, temples, any ease in my cheeks, jaw, lips, mouth. Any ease in my head. Any ease at the top of my head. I am free to notice ease. So now let's invite a little awareness to the different senses. We're going to just use the traditional five today. So notice what you are touching right now. Touching with your hands, and you may be able to even move your hands and touch different, a couple of different things. What are you also touching with other parts of your body? And what is touching you? So, for instance, if you are resting on the ground, you are touching the ground, and the ground is touching you. What do you notice? Then let's move to sight. So if your eyes have been closed or closed, I invite you to open them right now and see what you can see. What can you see without even moving your head? What is in your line of sight? And I invite you to have this idea that you don't have to kind of grab onto whatever you can see, but that you are receiving these visual images, and they actually are received and perceived way back in the back of the brain. So you can kind of have that idea of the visual images just coming to you and coming way back into your brain. What do you see? What do you perceive? What do you notice? And now turn your attention to your hearing and sounds. So, of course, the sound of my voice that you are receiving. But what other sounds do you perceive in the space that you are in? Maybe you notice some sounds that are kind of in the background that you hadn't been aware of before. Maybe you become aware of sounds beyond the room that you're in, that are in another part of the building or outside the building. What do you notice? So again, like with sight or any of the senses, that this is a kind of open receiving of the sounds. You don't have to try and hear anything. You're just open to what sounds come to you and what you might notice. And then the smell. Maybe there's a scent that you notice in your space. If you don't immediately perceive anything, maybe you want to bring your hands up toward your nose and know that you don't have to do anything special to take a big sniff or anything. That just with your normal breathing, you'll perceive any scent that is there. You'll be able to receive it. And then taste. So you're not actually, I presume, eating anything right now, but maybe there's some residual taste in your mouth that you can become aware of. What might you detect? What might you perceive when you stop and notice. So you could think to yourself, I am free to perceive with all my senses. I am free to receive this information. So now, before we finish, I want to take you on a brief imaginary journey through the five senses. So I want you to imagine that you have in front of you a beautiful ripe lemon. So first, let's use your imaginary sight to perceive this lemon. So really take in your imagination the color, the vibrant yellow, the shape, the detail. What do you imagine and notice when you do that? And then in your imagination, you reach out and you touch the lemon, and you can feel its texture under your fingers. You can hold it and feel its weight. And then you can imagine that you cut it in half and you can hear that sound of the knife going through. Bring the lemon close to your nose. Smell the scent, that tang of the citrus. You imagine that. And what happens to you? Even in your, as we imagine this, as you imagine smelling that lemon, and then even putting that lemon onto your tongue so you can taste it. Sweet, tart, juicy. What do you notice happening in your physical sensations? Anything changing as you go, have gone through this little imaginary journey of the senses with the lemon. So, think to yourself, I am free to notice. I am free to feel. I am free to experience and enjoy all my senses. I am free to perceive, and I am free to receive, and I'm open to receiving sensory input. I am free to perceive with all my senses. So come back to yourself and your sense of yourself, supported by the ground. You could notice for a moment your breath coming in and out through your nose, moving through your body, moving your body. And think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to be aware of the space all around me, and I am free to notice ease. I am free to enjoy all my senses. I am free to perceive. I am free to notice. I am free to notice ease. I am free.